Now, here's Bridget to introduce our first batch of news items from the paper.
There's nothing really momentous happening in the city this week. However, we can tell you that the newly reopened Castle Museum receives an accolade, and that St Stephen's Street will not look so empty, as there is news of a short-term let of the large Poundland premises. Then, fines for a sewage spill and parking fees to go up will bring us back to earth. Norwich Castle Museum and Art Gallery has been shortlisted for a major national award. The museum, which recently underwent a multi-million pound transformation, is now in the running for the Art Fund Museum of the Year 2026. The winner receives a £120,000 prize, with the city venue shortlisted alongside the Fitzwilliam Museum in Cambridge, the Box in Plymouth, and London's National Gallery and V&A Storehouse. The redevelopment at Norwich Castle has made it the most accessible castle in the UK, with immersive displays designed to transport visitors back to the 12th century. The winner will be announced at a ceremony at the Cutty Sark in London on June the 25th. Each of the four other finalists will receive £20,000.
A discount home store opened with 50% discounts to customers on the first day of trading. Home Values has taken over the former Poundland in St Stephen's Street, with shoppers able to bag a bargain from April the 16th. The former Poundland store in St Stephen's Street moved to the old British Home Stores premises at the start of 2024, and the site has been vacant since.
A water company has been ordered to pay £200,000 to charity after it released untreated sewage into a Norfolk river. Anglian Water has been rapped by the Environment Agency following three breaches of its permit at one of its water recycling centres. Effluent of a substandard quality was released into the River Yare on the outskirts of Norwich in two separate incidents at its site at Wicklingham. As well as the £200,000 charity donation, the water firm has been told to invest in new technology. It is understood Anglian Water has installed new pumps and monitors to improve how it treats waste water at Wicklingham. The discharges are believed to have taken place in 2023. The £200,000 donation will be made to the Norfolk Rivers Trust. Anglian Water came under fire in February after pollutants were found at a protected nature site. An investigation was carried out by activists at Derby Fen near King's Lynn after a high number of sewage releases.
Cost to park on the streets in Norwich and Great Yarmouth is about to go up. Norfolk County Council is putting up on-street parking fares in Norwich from Monday, April the 20th, and in Great Yarmouth from next Friday, April the 24th. In Norwich, the rise will affect drivers parking in on-street bays in 35 Norwich streets. The Parking Partnership, made up of councillors from authorities across the county, agreed in 2022 that the prices in the city would automatically increase each April. The amount tickets are going up by year varies depending on which of two bands a street's parking bays are in. Those in Band A will go up to £2.40 for up to 30 minutes from the current £2.30 for up to 30 minutes. In Band B, the charges will be raised from £1.70 for up to 30 minutes to £1.80 for up to 30 minutes stay.
A council leader has reluctantly agreed to start a process to decide where thousands of new homes could be built in South Norfolk, Broadland and Norwich. Daniel Elmer, Conservative leader of South Norfolk Council, criticised the government for wasting taxpayers' money as work on developing an updated Greater Norwich local plan gets underway. A hike in the number of homes expected to be built around Greater Norwich means the council, as well as Broadland District Council and Norwich City Council, are tasked with finding sites where almost 2,600 homes can be built between now and 2046. A search for where the thousands of extra homes could be built was launched earlier this year as part of the developing plan. Developers and landowners were invited to put forward land which could be suitable for new houses as part of the call for sites process.